And I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Education makes up a little less than a third of this budget proposal. Most of the money goes to local school districts to pay for elementary and secondary schools, and it adds up to a big chunk of change, a little more than $821 million to be exact.
We are incredibly grateful for the governor's commitment to education, as is reflected in this budget.
State Education Commissioner Deborah Gist will step down by the time this budget is enacted. Nevertheless, she thanked Governor Raimondo for increasing school funding by a little more than $35 million and for committing $20 million to a brand new school construction fund.
That is deeply needed, and it matters because it's an important infrastructure project, but it matters for students and teachers to have safe and healthy and workable school facilities.
The budget also adds more than $1.4 million to bring all-day kindergarten to seven districts that still don't have it, including two of the state's largest, Cranston and Warwick. This despite cuts for other social services to close a $190 million deficit. Raimondo's chief of staff, Steve Newman, says it was a tough decision not to cut into school funding.
There were certainly people who suggested that would be a place to generate savings, but the governor believes that investing in education, investing in workforce development, not only creates opportunity for people to get ahead and get into the middle class, but also is a critical economic development initiative.
Raimondo sees education as an economic development initiative because, in her view, Rhode Island needs better skilled workers to attract new business. And new business means more jobs for Rhode Islanders. She wants to increase funding not only for public schools, but also for state colleges and universities by about 3.8%. Rhode Island Higher Education Commissioner Jim Purcell says he's pleased by that number.
Well, 3.8% to me is great. I've been in two other states in the last 5 years that it's all been cuts, and it's continued to be cuts in those places. So to me, this is something where they're actually doing, they're focusing on the things that matter.
Purcell says state colleges and universities need to get more of their students to graduate on time and increase the number of students studying subjects like engineering and science because those industries are growing. He's backing a plan to change the way the state gives out scholarships for college students, and he's backing legislation that would attach performance measures to new state funding for colleges and universities starting in 2018.
Well, in the legislation itself, it talks about retention and graduation rates, addressing the needs of the workforce, number of certificates or associate degrees or bachelor's degrees that directly address the needs of our state's industries.
It remains to be seen whether lawmakers will approve performance measures for state colleges and universities and whether they'll leave the education funding in the governor's budget proposal intact. But it's clear that in a year of significant cuts to programs like Medicaid, Governor Raimondo has made education a funding priority. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.